Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
So, Florence the Machine, No Light, No Light, and back to the Riverside for more racing. This is the M2 division, and Tim, can you hear me?
It's the sky's coming greyer. It's getting colder and slightly windier here on that first post corner, and as we're waiting for the 1 minute gun to go at the moment, I'm going to pass up to Steph, who's by the motorway bridge. You can give us a rundown of the division and cover the stars.
Yeah, that is it. That's the cannon gone there. As you said, it's getting positively apocalyptic here. So slightly more challenging conditions, I imagine. I'm stood here just metres away from the Selwyn M1 boat, who are heading up this M2 division. They're followed by Fitz M1, and behind them is Keys M2. In fourth position is Downing M2. They've dropped a couple of places since the bumps began at the start of the week, so they'll be looking to make up some ground today. And behind them is Churchill M1, who rode over every day so far. First and third, M2, followed by Lady Margaret Boat Club, M2. In eighth position, Homerton, M1, and then behind them in ninth is Sydney Sussex, M1. Jesus, M2, come in at 10th. Then Christ, M2, Queens, M2, Pembroke, M2, followed by Wolfson, M1, who got a technical row over yesterday. Corpus Christi, M1, have rode over every day. And then Emmanuel, M2, and Darwin, M1, who've had a bit of a tussle since the beginning of the bumps, going up and down between them every day. And then in the bringing out the rears is the sandwich boat, which today is St. Ed's. The boats have been nudged out to the middle of the river now. We're just waiting for the cannon, which has just gone. So the boats are pulling away now. That's Selwyn getting off to a very decent start next to me here, flying past. They look very focused, very together, moving in good unison. Their boat side party is happy with that beginning.
Charlotte.
Behind them, Fitzwilliam making a good move as well. Oh, they're second to last row is having a dreadful time. He seems to be having some troubles with his seat, but pulled it back together. He's still rowing, but that's given Keys a bit of an opportunity to make some ground up on them, as who are going strongly. Keys have also opened a big gap between themselves and Downing, who are moving strongly, but as I say, Keys has pulled forward a little bit. Next to them, Churchill, no problems there, moving very smoothly in their fluorescent pink lycra. Opening up a bit of a gap between themselves and first and third, who are very closely followed by LMBC M2. They're very tight on first and third there. Big gap between LMBC and Homerton. So Lady Margaret having a good row out of this first stretch. Tim, has any of the action reached you on the first point?
Yes. So Selwyn have rode past me. The gap between Keys and Fitz is very close. There's about half a length in it at the moment. As the yellow boat of Keys comes past me, the Keys seeming to be taking a slightly better line, but Fitz certainly look like they've pulled it together. Behind that, I've now got Downing M2 and Churchill M1. They are close. There's about three-quarters of a length, maybe a length in that. Behind that, first and third, there's a significant gap between Churchill and first and third there. And there is almost overlap between LMBC and first and third here. This is going to be a bump very soon, I think, on first post corner. The bow board, yes, there.
Christ M2 have just been bumped by Queens M2 before they've even got to first post corner. That was an excellent row by Queens, pulling incredibly hard. Luckily, there's a big gap between Queens behind them at Pembroke, so there should be no trouble. Over to whoever that was.
John's LMBC now have overlap on first and third.
Okay, Eleanor.
Yes, Eleanor.
I can see Keys just about to bump out. Oh, no. Okay, never mind. Yeah, the whistle's gone. Keys are just about to bump it. They're closing off on them right now. And the next behind them is Churchill, just about to bump down it. Well, there isn't going to be a bump, but they're really, really close. The whistle's gone. They're pulling in close.
Sydney have come past me, chasing Homerton very closely. Again, that's coming into Grassy now. Jesus behind them have... there's a massive amount of water in the end of Jesus, and now clear water. So I assume, Steph, has anything happened lower down the division?
No, so far everybody's rowing through, absolutely no problem. St. Ed's are a good distance behind everyone. They don't look like they're going to have any hope. Although, having just said that, because there's such a pile-up of boats on the first page corner, they are now making some ground because things have slowed down as boats pull around the edge. But at the moment, Queen's M2 are on the other side of the river looking absolutely thrilled with themselves for bumping Christ M2. But that's the last boat to go past me now. Go on, Andy, what are you
here? I'm here on distance corner. And I watched Selwyn, they are rowing supremely well, and they're going to have a very easy row.
Come on,
and the reason for that is because behind them, Keys 2 have just bumped Fitz 1. Keys 2 have bumped Fitz 1. And then this is going to be really close to watch Churchill 1. They're about a quarter of a length from Downing 2. That's Churchill 1 and Downing 2. They're going round distant corner as we speak, and this is going to be really interesting as they go down the long reach. Churchill just taking a slightly better line, and they're bumping up and as they go around the corner. This is going to be an excellent one to watch as they go down the long reach. Behind them, there's a long gap. And there's going to be a really interesting tussle here because we have first and third, LMBC and Hobbiton, and it's very close between all three of them. Eleanor, anything else happening at Grassley Corner?
I can see Pembroke going past me, closely followed by Woolston. There's still a pretty big gap there. It doesn't look like there's going to be any catching. And then there's another even bigger gap now between Woolston and Corpus, who are still all going strong, but no bumps looking like it's happening right now on Grassley Corner.
Ellen, there's been a bump here at Ditton Corner. Hobbiton 1 have just bumped LMBC 2. So LMBC 1
I'm walking around now.
But Hobbiton 1 have bumped LMBC 2. And Sydney Sussex are having to go around them, divert around them, because this is an intense battle with Jesus 2. That's going to be a really interesting one. Eleanor, anything else at Grassy?
Possibly. Well, Sydney Sussex are. There's not much interesting happening here.
Let's go down to Finn. What's happening on the log reach, Finn?
Thank you very much, Andy. The only boat I can see in the distance is Selwyn M1. They are gracefully, like a swan, you could say, going along the straight neck of the river. I can't see any other boats in sight. I would put £3,000 on them. I would put my entire student loan for this year on them to win this race and not get bumped. In fact, I cannot see a single boat in sight. The only one I can see is Selwyn M1, and they are looking very happy with themselves. You just heard a great spectator there shouting. They're cheering on. It's good to know their support there. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, Finn, if you could have a look out for us, because Churchill 1 and Downing 2 were very close as they went round Ditton Corner. So if they haven't got to you, then potentially there's a bump there, Churchill 1 or Downing 2. I'm watching now Woolston 1, who are down to a length chasing Pembroke 2 as they go into the long reach. This is going to be really interesting. I'm walking past the LMBC boat, who were bumped by Hobbiton 1 on Ditton Corner, and it's going to be really interesting to watch how this plays out between Woolston and Pembroke. They are both on the long reach. Behind Woolston, they've got to keep going because Corpus Christi 1 are on station with them at a length and a half. And then further back, this is really interesting because Darwin 1 have overlapped with Ever 2. Darwin 1, this has got to be a bump. Darwin 1, they're on opposite sides of the river, and the bow seat for Darwin must be up to about the seventh seat of Ever 2. They're still rowing. They're now coding in for that bump. So surely this is going to be a bump. Darwin 1 on Ever 2. Finn, anything else happening where you are?
Yes, I am running towards two boats. I can see there has been a bump, I can confirm. And I would, my guess would be it's Downing bumping Churchill or the other way around. 1 second.
Yeah, that will be Churchill bumping Downing.
Churchill,
Churchill, we can confirm.
Yeah.
And Woolston 1 have just bumped Pembroke 2. So, Woolston 1 bumping Pembroke 2. Darwin 1 bumped Ever 2. So, Darwin 1 bumping Ever 2. And then St. Eddie's are going to have a row over. Finn, back to you.
Thank you, Andy. At the moment, passing me, it's Pembroke M2. By the look of it, they're still going strong. They are followed by, very, very closely, Woolston M1. There's approximately two lengths away. So I'm going to keep you updated on exactly. They are closing the gap, but at the moment, they're keeping their stride as we reach the railway bridge. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, apologies. I called a bump, which has not happened. Woolston 1 have not bumped Pembroke 2, as you've just said.
Nope, they're still...
But bump I mentioned with Darwin 1, they bumped Ever 2. That's the third time where they bumped each other every day so far. They keep switching back and forth. There are a lot of boats pulled into the side just at the beginning of the long reach where I am now, waiting to go up again. All the boats have now gone past me. The final boat, the sandwich boat, Eddie's 1, they've got a row over. So no more action here. Finn, anything else at the end of the long reach?
At the moment, I'm jogging along. There have been no further developments other than Corpus Christi M1 are closely catching up Woolston M1. It's going to be very tight as we reach the final neck of the race. At the moment, it's three lengths away for Corpus Christi. at Wolfson M1, and then there is still the same gap of about two lengths from Wolfson M1 to Pembroke M2. But at the moment, nothing further has happened, and I will keep you updated unless I have a heart attack.
You're doing a good job for us there, Finn. I will give a provisional rundown of what we believe has happened, and then we will come back to you, Finn, to give us the final update on those three boats. So we have Selwyn 1, who rode over very, very comfortably at the top. Behind them, Fitz, they were caught by Keys 2. Downing 2, they were caught by Churchill 1. First and third rode over, because behind them, LMBC 2, they were bumped by Hobbiton 1. Sydney 1 and Jesus 2 both rode over. Christ 2 were bumped by Queens 2. Pembroke, Wolfson and Corpus looking like they're all going to run over, but we'll go back to Finn in one moment. Behind them, Emma 2 bumped by Darwin 1, and then Sandwich Boat Eddie are going to row over. Finn, any more news? Is there going to be any bumps between Pembroke 2, Wolfson 1 and Corpus 1?
It doesn't look like there's going to be any more bumps. It's going to be three row overs as they reach the final bit.
But Andy, I'll give you the final result.
Steph, up to you. You are by the motorway bridge. What have you got for us?
I am. I just managed to grab another crew who are looking very happy with themselves, because there was a pretty spectacular bump here in the very first part of the race, with Queen's M2 catching Christ M2 before the first post corner. I'm here with Jack Big Dog, Amy, who wants to talk about the victory today. How was that race for you?
That was incredible. We absolutely destroyed Christ 2 in about 500 metres. We've done really well.
That was spectacular. Were you expecting it to be that easy today?
Definitely not. We've had pretty good races before, but we were expecting a hard one today, and we've got it again.
Good stuff. So now just a big push into the last day tomorrow. Any preparations for it this evening?
Yeah, massive celebration. No, big meal. Yeah, that's it.
All right, good job, guys. Well done. Give yourselves a big cheer. Back to you, Andy.
Great work from the boat there. That is the full rundown of the M2 division. Again, a fantastic bumps race. Lots of bumps, lots of excitement. It's quite chilly down here by the river, but the rowing is of a good standard, and is keeping us content and happy and warm. And the commentary, is going well. So we will have back over to you guys in the studio. We'll get the confirmed results soon, and then we will be back for the women's first division kicking off probably in about half an hour or so.
Fantastic. Thank you to Andy, and especially for Finn, for having a little jog and then a little interview with a crew at the end there. Fantastic work. We'll be back.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.
So we can bring you the confirmed results from that division there. Finn, how's it going down there?
Thank you very much, Tom. I can give you the updated results, the official results from the CBC Lent Bump. This is Friday, Division M2. So, Selwyn, it was a complete row over, I can tell you. Keys then bumped Fitz, moving up one place. Then we had Churchill bumping Downing 2, but they've now moved up completely. First and third, second, complete row over. Then a very interesting selection of results here. I can tell you, Homerton bumped Lady Margaret 2, but Sydney Sussex were very, very close to bumping Homerton before that. They just died, so as it turns out, being near Sainsbury's didn't help them today. They got bumped by Jesus 2, so they've moved down one place. Queens 2 bumped Christ 2. Pembroke 2, my own college, no bias here. I can tell you that they was a complete row over, as was Wolfson, as was Corpus Christi, and Darwin moved up one place, bumping Emma 2. Those are the updated results. Back to you, Tom.
Thank you very much, Finn. So that's good to hear. We'll be back for the start of the first division races in a few moments' time. W1 leading the way out. And over to Anne for more of your messages.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.